Important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says the FBI has agreed to help locate Texas Democratic lawmakers who left the state to deny Republicans a quorum in their redistricting efforts. The FBI has not commented, but House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries said
the FBI should be spending its time chasing down violent criminals, terrorists, drug traffickers, and child predators, not targeting political adversaries in a democracy here in America.
Federal judge temporarily blocked further construction of the migrant detention center in Florida dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Environmental groups and a Native American tribe had sued, claiming the facility was built without legally required environmental impact studies. The southwestern U.S. baking under triple-digit temperatures. The dry conditions have triggered fire weather warnings from Nevada to North Dakota. This is ABC News. OpenAI introduced GPT-5, the latest evolution in its technology that it says is the most accurate and reliable AI model in the world. But a study conducted by internet watchdog Common Sense Media finds that more than 70% of teens are turning to AI chatbots for companionship. Another survey found that some are using it to seek advice.
And sometimes with terrifying results. Researchers posing as 13-year-olds say they were able to coax advice on substance abuse, weight loss, and self-harm out of ChatGPT. Even the people behind that chatbot are concerned.
There's young people who just say, like, I can't make any decision in my life without telling ChatGPT everything that's going on.
At a conference sponsored by the Federal Reserve, Sam Altman, co-founder of ChatGPT parent OpenAI, acknowledged,
that feels really bad to me.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Authorities in Connecticut are studying to determine if a 16-foot shark that weighed 700 pounds caught off the Connecticut coast last month was the largest in state history. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In in My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3-year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Ayling. An inmate found guilty in connection with the 2024 death of Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor Corey Prue has been sentenced.
Ryan Nyblum will spend 5 years in prison and 5 years on extended supervision for two counts of battery by prisoners. The now 19-year-old provided Javarius Hurd with a cup of soapy water, which he allegedly threw in the face of a female correctional officer, sparking a chain of events that led to Prue hitting his head on a hard surface in the courtyard of the facility. Prue died at a nearby hospital. Heard is scheduled for trial in February for reckless homicide. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Controversial local elected official in Dane County is facing a recall.
The DeForest Village Board has set a September 16th election to recall trustee Bill Landgraf after the village clerk validated more than 1,500 signatures on a recall petition. A recall committee has endorsed Alicia Williams, who fell just short of winning a seat as a write-in candidate this past spring after the board voted to remove fluoride from the village's drinking water. Her candidacy and the recall, a reaction to that vote, as well as to what petitioners have termed concerning and inappropriate behavior from Landgraf, who says he intends to retain his seat. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A series of air quality alerts has expired, but the Wisconsin DNR says they could be back. The Canadian wildfires remain ongoing, and Craig Czarnecki with Wisconsin DNR Air Management says the last few years have seen significant impacts from the fires.
Last year, we only had 3 days with a advisory for wildfire smoke. This year, we are up to 22 days.
Czarnecki says in the short term, Wisconsin's air quality will continue to improve into the weekend, but around Sunday and the beginning of next week, there's potential for another advisory.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Very warm and muggy today, with high temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. Then this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms spark. Rolling into our evening, they should wind down late tonight, giving way to a very sunny, hot, and humid Friday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Right now, 85 degrees.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. As always, great to have you join us for the conversation about issues impacting rural America and farmers and ranchers. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up on the show today, we're going to discuss a number of issues concerning the National Corn Growers Association. NCGA First Vice President Jed Bauer from Ohio will join us coming up in segment two. After the bottom of the hour, we'll discuss the latest results of the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. As we look at the July data, Dr. Jim Mintert, Professor Emeritus at Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, will join us. And we'll take a look at Ag News headlines in segment four, including a recap of the International Sweetener Symposium that happened in Michigan a few days ago. So looking forward to taking a look at those news notes and more later on in today's program. Let's get things started and talk markets. Joining us now, Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. Jim, good to talk with you again, my friend. And it sounds like a pretty strong corn export sales number came out Thursday on the latest round of weekly export sales.
It was a monster number, Jesse, and the market likes it. And it's kind of nice to say, folks, we have some green on the screen. Both corn, beans, and wheat are all trading higher today. Like I said, it was led by another week of export sales. I think it's the third highest ever, I believe, for weekly corn sales. So the buyers are coming in and stepping in and buying this corn, Jesse. And you say, why are they so aggressive? It is plain and simple. It is cheap. You're looking at some of on the grand scheme of things, the current price of corn is some of the cheapest we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years. So we are seeing a lot of end users around the world scoop, jump in and scoop up these corn bushels, which is good to see.
Well, and this is something you and I talked about earlier this week on the Market Talk program, and I'd love to bring it up here and talk about it a little bit. You know, seeing a monster corn export sales number, but there's been so much talk about these yield estimates and this potentially massive U.S. corn crop that we have out there. We have these big Brazilian supplies as well. And you and I kind of pondered this question. What happens if we actually achieve
these monster yields. What happens potentially to this corn market, Jim?
Well, unfortunately, I think if the yields come in as high as some people are projecting, we're probably going to go lower more likely. Now, you know, there's been a lot of talk from a private group that came out that suggests the corn yield could be as high as 188. That's kind of the high bar for the guess on next week's report. Jesse, the average trade guess is right there about 184.3. The ag market team's official guess is 184.8. But if the key is when you're right around that 184, 185, that is essentially a 16 billion bushel corn crop. You add in the carry and you're looking over a supply of over 17 billion bushels of corn. Unfortunately, less than 5% of this new crop of corn is estimated to be sold. So of essentially a 16 billion bushel corn crop, 15 million bushels have to be moved sometime. Half of it will be moved probably in the fall because you can't keep it on farm. And as that farm grain gets moved to the market, it traditionally puts downward pressure on the market as those bushels get hedged by the commercials.
Well, and thinking about getting into fall, I think a lot of folks, you know, they're going to have to move what they have to move. Basis, though, could potentially widen out. And I just know that this is not a fun conversation for any of us, Jim, but it's an important one to take assessment of your risk, where things stand, and try to make some sort of a plan here, right?
Exactly. I mean, when you're looking at it right now, like I said, the demand is phenomenal. I think that is something where you need to be optimistic, folks, down the line, because that, what you know, the goal of the market is to get cheap enough to stir demand. We are getting that demand stirred up. That's good. The problem is, what do you do with those bushels that you cannot store on farm? And you're going to have to make the decision. And my argument right now is you need to ponder that as we speak. Are you going to defer price it? Are you going to say, hey, look, maybe it makes more sense just to sell it and maybe re-own it on paper with options or a futures position? You need to make that decision now, folks, simply because you don't want to make it in the heat of harvest when you're just trying to make a decision when everything's going crazy, as harvest looks like it's going to be fast and furious this year by how quick everything looks like it could be drying down based on the warmer weather that's in the forecast. So that's kind of the game plan right now, is to try to figure out what are you going to do with the bushels you cannot hold on farm.
Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net joining us. What about soybeans? A little bit of green there Thursday. Price action, though, has not been great. I know in terms of soybean exports, those numbers haven't been great compared to corn, for sure. What's your thoughts on the soy complex right now, Jim?
The soy complex and the exports are 180 degree different than the corn. The corn sales have been phenomenal. Bean sales are absolutely 20-year lows, horribly bad. Walking a very fine line with beans. The bean market's being a little bit bulled up because of possible renewable mandates and the, you know, 1045Z policies that have come out of Washington. That's the good news. The bad news, China hasn't bought a bushel of beans. What I'm looking for right now is what happens next. President Trump just slapped a 25% tariff, additional tariff on Indian goods because India is using a lot of Russia crude oil. Plain and simple, China uses even more crude oil from Russia than India does. Is President Trump going to do the same play with China and really put pressure on China to not essentially help fund the Russian war against the Ukrainians? I would argue that if they would do that, China's going to push back hard. China is not going to want the U.S. president to tell them whom they can and cannot do business with. That could get very ugly on the trade front if it would go that way. I'm not saying it's going to go that way. It's just something we need to keep an eye on because he has done it with the Indians. Is he going to do it with China? That's the next question I think you got to ask.
How about over in the livestock sector? Cattle have been running strong again, getting up to new high levels here in feeders and fats. What's your take on this cattle trade as we near the end of the week?
We're pushing higher, trying to match up with cash. The demand still shows until we get this market, you know, the supply is tight. It's going to remain tight. Remember, I think tomorrow we kick in the 50% tariff on all cattle coming in and all beef exports from Brazil coming into the United States. So the supply is only going to shrink, and that's what's fueling this run here. But the next part is where do you tap the consumer out? There is all sorts of arguments right now saying that various different segments of our country is moving into recession, agriculture, construction, manufacturing. We are seeing signs of potential recession. The stock market is ripping higher because of AI-fueled rallies, but we are seeing cracks in the economy potentially. If those cracks get deep enough, that will probably push people away from the high cost of beef, because let's face it, it is really, really expensive to buy beef compared to pork and chicken, and that's usually how you top the market.
stagflation. I'm starting to hear that term again. Is that something we could maybe see here, Jim?
I think that's the worst case scenario, but yes, I mean, the stagflation is what? You're seeing a slowing of the economy. You saw the jobs numbers that came out last week showing that we are not creating the jobs at this point in time. But on the other time, you have that inflation. And inflation is way off the highs from when a few years back, but it's still running 2.5 to 2.9%, which means nothing's getting cheaper. That's why when you go to the grocery store, it's not getting cheaper. It's just not getting as expensive as fast as it was a few years back. And that's your worst case scenario, because the Fed, what happens is in stagflation, they want to lower interest rates to stimulate the economy to get jobs going again. But when you lower interest rates, you flood the market with dollars, which then brings inflation into play, which is why we have the higher interest rates now, trying to tame inflation. So when you get in stagflation, it's just a very hard economic cycle to break out of.
Always enjoy the conversation. Jim McCormick, agmarket.net. Thanks for being with us on AOA. Jim, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on.
AgMarket.net for more. Up next, we'll talk with NCGA First Vice President Jed Bauer from Ohio right here on AOA.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do? Text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, but it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here on Agriculture of America, let's talk about some of the concern that is out there across farm country when it comes to the state of the ag economy and much more. Also, the MAHA Commission, they're going to have another report coming up soon. There's a lot to talk about. Joining us now, he is the first vice president for the National Corn Growers Association, Jed Bauer from Ohio. Jed, it is good to talk with you again, sir. How are you?
Doing well, Jesse. Thanks for having me this morning.
You bet. I think the last time I saw you was maybe, Commodity Classic in Denver back earlier this year? I think it's been a while since we've had a conversation, Jed.
It has been a little bit. Looking forward to it.
Well, I'd love to start with your perspective on this overall farm economy. I know there's a lot of stress out there for farmers like yourself, and I know the NCGA highlighting that here in some recent news releases and much more, and just conversations in general. What are your thoughts overall on where things stand right now with the farm economy, Jed?
Well, just going back to my operation, you know, I'm a small corn and soybean operator here in Southwest Ohio, and I mean, it's frustrating, it's worrisome, and going back to the big picture at National Corn Growers, I mean, we see that we're corn farmers. The whole board is comprised of corn farmers, and we're all worried. We're pushing back on many of the issues. We're having those conversations. We're digging in, trying to find the research on why things are the way they are, and having those conversations with the administration, with the EPA, just everywhere. It's worrisome in rural America.
And I know that there's so many things that go into this, conversation. We just talked in the last segment with Jim McCormick about where commodity prices are at. And, corn, thinking about corn basically hovered around that $4 mark or even below it in old crop. Demand has been good. But you take low commodity prices compared to things like high input costs, for instance, and high equipment costs, et cetera, and many times we've discussed that it's this cost price squeeze that farmers are seeing right now, and that is a lot of where this worry stems from, right, Jed?
Oh, it certainly is. Looking at this now with the three, and a lot of us on this crop, we're buying inputs when corn had maybe a five in front of it. I mean, that's a substantial difference. And, as you had mentioned, we're looking at record or near record corn exports, and that is starting to stabilize, hopefully, the market a little bit, at least today. And, we're just feeling the brunt of this. And, at my operation, looking to buy inputs for next year's crop for 26, I don't think I can sharpen my pencil enough. We're definitely having to have those conversations with our input suppliers. And they understand, but at the same time, they're reluctant. The trade issues that are happening around the world, everybody's a little scared. But we have to reassure them. We have to make them understand that if it doesn't pencil out for the growers, that the growers can't afford to buy it, period. And I think that's the biggest message we're taking back now. If we don't get some relief here somehow, growers are going to be in a much harder position.
Well, and I know the NCGA, you guys sent a letter to the White House highlighting some of these severe economic pressures here in the last several days. And I mean, thinking about this, it's one thing if we can get higher commodity prices, for instance, to try and help balance this out. But I mean, what else could help producers get through this challenging cycle, Jed? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, obviously demand is the biggest thing. Corn farmers want to sell their product. We don't want handouts unless we absolutely have to have them. And, obviously, I think there's this thing you might have heard of called E15. And, just a little bit more demand on the ethanol side of the market. If it'll help stabilize us and get us back where we can get close to showing a little profit, things like that. We're continually having those conversations in Congress and with the White House on how we can get things like that through to help stabilize rural America.
We're talking with Jed Bauer from the National Corn Growers Association. You brought up E15, and we just saw the introduction this week of the Ethanol for America Act. And this is something, as Congress continues to try and push E15 and get that across the finish line, And so hopefully at least seeing, you know, new legislation being introduced. I think to your point, Jed, it's nice to see E15 continues to be in the conversation on Capitol Hill.
Oh, definitely. You know, we were so close last December, and we understand and respect the president's thought process of smaller government and thinner bills. But, you know, this is definitely needed not only for just rural America, but for people across the country, keeping their gas prices low, keeping money in their pockets. And obviously with this, that supports not only our corn farmers, but just rural America in general, creating jobs and increasing domestic income in our small towns.
I know another issue here as well we should talk about before we run out of time in the segment is the Make America Healthy Again Commission, the MAHA report. We saw the initial one back in May. We're going to have another one coming up here in August is the talk with recommendations on following up on some of the things that were brought forward in May. And I know there's a lot of concern from the ag industry, from the Corn Growers Association, about some of the contents of that MAHA report, especially surrounding pesticides. Your thoughts on this? What are we hearing? What could we see in this upcoming second report, Jed?
So I'll back up to the first report just kind of as a reminder. So we had some conversations with that and explained how important our products were or that we were using on our operations to keep our costs down and to keep us sustainable. And then the report came out. Wow, huge frustration there. We have had many conversations, sent many letters. Our current president, Kenny Hartman out of Illinois, has asked numerous times for the secretary to meet with him personally so he could help explain why things are important and we do what we do on our operations. Now, moving up to this new one coming out, we are hopeful, even though President Hartman hasn't had the chance to meet with him yet, that the letters, the conversations that we have sent in are going to make an impact. You know, they want us to be more sustainable, obviously, for years, more no-till, more cover crops, things that we hear, all the buzzwords. And the MAHA report, the way it was worded the first go-around, is moving us backward. A lot of those practices that a lot of growers are moving towards, you know, if they start taking away products out of our toolbox to keep us that way, we'll have to go backward, which in turn will be more tillage, more diesel fuel being burnt, and so on and so forth. So obviously, it seems like we engage every day. I know it's not that much, but I know we're in conversations at a minimum weekly explaining these conversations and why we do what we do. And we're hoping this next report, I'm not saying we'll be completely positive, but we'll be moving in that direction.
We got about a minute or so here. Does it feel like that the concerns of the agriculture industry are falling on deaf ears with the MAHA Commission? I mean, are they listening to you and other folks, or are they ignoring what you guys have to say?
Well, Jesse, I'll be honest. In the beginning, I really thought we were being ignored. I do think now maybe they're taking hold and trying to understand why we are upset and frustrated. And I think it is a slow-moving process. We all understand how fast the government moves. But I do believe we're slowly starting to chisel away at that wall that seemed to have been built and trying to build that bridge and help them understand why modern agriculture needs these items and needs to operate the way it operates. And, you know, we want to work together. We want to help explain that. And when you have two-way communications, it will be much easier in the future.
Well, we do appreciate the insight. National Corn Growers Association First Vice President Jed Bauer from Ohio. Good to talk with you again, Jed. We're going to be keeping our eyes open for that MAHA report and much more. Until next time, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Jesse.
Jed Bauer from Ohio, the first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, with us here today on Agriculture of America. Well, speaking of the farm economy and sentiment in rural America, how do things look according to the July Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer? We're going to talk about it with Dr. Jim Minturk from Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture. He'll join us next on AOA.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean.
Yeah.
John Deere bale documentation. All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
Sales activity.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
New highs in the futures continue to fuel the fire. Traders are going to remain confident over where those higher prices may be. And the surge in box beef prices may be the result of retailers purchasing for the upcoming Labor Day weekend. Demand may slow once they finish with those purchases. Make sure you find out more market information. It can be found on the brand new Farm and Ranch Media mobile app. This is the American Ag Network.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA Agriculture of America. As we continue, let's get an update on what farmers are saying. According to the latest Ag Economy Barometer out from Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture in conjunction with the CME Group, joining us now to tell us more, Professor Emeritus at Purdue University, Dr. Jim Minter. Jim, it's good to talk with you again. How are you, sir?
Very good. Good to be back on the program.
Well, let's dive in and take a look at the top line numbers for this month. And it looks like another decline for the second month in a row in terms of farmer sentiment, Jim.
Yeah, sentiment did weaken. The index fell 11 points to a reading of 135. That does still leave the barometer quite a bit above a year ago. I think a year ago this time it was at 113, so 22 points higher than last year, but down 11 compared to June. And no big surprise, I think, to listeners, you know, what happened is current conditions index fell pretty sharply. It was down 17 points to 127. That leaves the index still higher than a year ago. I think it's 27 points higher than this time last year, but a month-to-month decline of 17 points. So people really did start to feel the impact of weaker prices on things like corn, soybeans, and wheat, and cotton. So that was probably the big explainer for in terms of why the barometer weakened. The future expectations fell as well. That index was down 7 points to 139, but the big move was current conditions and really reflective of the fact that the crop sector is suffering from weaker prices. Correspondingly, though, higher yields, and that's always a little bit of a trade-off, but clearly revenue is expected to be down and producers reflecting that in the responses this month.
Now, looking at these numbers and seeing another month of weakening sentiment, but I think there's a caveat here we should talk about. According to the data, farmers saying that they believe the U.S. is headed in the right direction, even though sentiment has pulled back again this month, Jim.
Yeah, so one of the questions we ask, well, first of all, I think we should back up and think about when the survey was conducted. We finalized the survey just as the U.S. Senate passed the One Big Beautiful Bill. And, of course, President Trump had not signed it, but it was clear he planned to sign it over the course of the weekend. And so we thought it was important to add a question that kind of allowed people to respond to that. And we didn't ask directly about the Big Beautiful Bill, but just about the direction that they think things are headed. And, you know, part of that was related to what's going on with farm bill aspects of that Big Beautiful Bill, because it did impact prices like PLC prices and ARC prices for the major crops. So, you know, there was some farm component in there. And, you know, the question we asked was, would you say things in the U.S. today are generally heading in the right direction or the wrong track? That's a question that we essentially copied from other surveyors of consumers. And we were trying to get an idea as to, you know, where do farmers stand on this? 3/4 of the people, 74%, said that things in the U.S. today are generally heading in the right direction. 26% chose wrong track. So, you know, we've asked in previous surveys, we've asked whether or not people think the tariff administration's use of tariffs to address the trade issues would turn out well for U.S. agriculture. And producers have told us that on average, they do think it's going to turn out well. This is kind of another indication of that, I think, in the idea that, yeah, from a policy perspective, 3/4 of the farmers we surveyed think we're headed in the right direction. And I think that also feeds back into the sentiment index itself, because, you know, we get quite a few questions from folks asking, well, you know, given what's going on, especially in the crop sector, how can sentiment be so strong? Well, part of what we're measuring with sentiment is, you know, what do you think's going on with respect to the direction we're headed? And I think those two kind of help that last question about whether or not we're headed in the right direction or not, I think helps explain why ag sentiment is as strong as it is, despite the fact that we're looking at prospects for lower farm income.
It's an interesting thing to think about, you know, and it makes me think of that term that was thrown around earlier this year, you know, short-term pain, long-term gain by the Trump administration. And it seems like that ties in with this overall farmer sentiment. Everyone is thinking if we can get through a tougher stretch, there's more light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And I know another question you guys asked was about ag exports. And I think that ties in with all of this conversation as well as we look ahead over the next 5 years, Jim. I mean, your thoughts on that and some of those findings?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track, at least in terms of what the responses we've been getting to the survey. So the question you referenced was, over the next 5 years, do you think ag exports more likely to increase, decrease, or remain about the same? We've been asking that question every month going back to the beginning of 2019. And over the last several months, we've seen an uptick in producer expectations about ag exports. You know, if you look at the chart on our website, you'll see that there's really been kind of a long-term change. People were much more optimistic about ag exports back in 2019 and 2020 over the next 5 years than they have been recently. But these last several months, we've seen an improvement. And so that index, the percentage of people saying they expect to see ag exports increase, dropped actually below 30% last summer. It was near 30% earlier this year. And as you look at it here recently, now we're up to 43%, which is actually a little bit stronger than we were in June. So there's that level of optimism out there. And then the related question we asked, which we don't ask every month, but we have asked it in the past, is, in the next 5 years, how likely is it that new foreign export markets will open up to American agricultural goods? And this month, 64% said they thought that was likely. If you compare responses we got to that in November, December 2020 and January 2021, and even February of 2021, that's a little stronger, a little more optimistic than they were in that time frame. Not as optimistic as they were back in October of 2020, and the point of differentiation there is probably the election that took place in November of 2020. So we're not quite as optimistic as we were prior to the 2020 election, but we clearly are a little more optimistic than we were in late 2020 and early 2021. So those two things kind of come together. That kind of tells you that producers think that the trade strategy could play out well over the next few years, not necessarily in the next few months, but over the next few years. And I think that feeds back into the idea of why that index of future expectations is holding up better than the index of current conditions.
We are talking with Dr. Jim Mintert from Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, looking at the July results of the Ag Economy Barometer. Any other notes for us from this month's barometer, Jim? You look at the Capital Investment Index, financial performance, farmland values, et cetera. Any other thoughts from some of the responses this month?
Well, I think one of the things that also feeds back into what we were just talking about, Jess, is the idea of we asked the question, do you expect the farm safety net provided by U.S. farm programs in the 2025 farm bill to be stronger than, weaker than, or about the same as the previous farm bill? And of course, the One Big Beautiful Bill did address some of this. And, you know, a little over half, 54%, said about the same, but 31% said they expected to see a stronger farm safety net than what we saw in the previous farm bill. And I think, again, that feeds back into that longer term optimism and the idea that we're headed in the right direction.
Jim, always appreciate the time and the insight here. Final thoughts. Got about 90 seconds as we wrap things up. I mean, what would you leave us with? What would you tell producers as we're continuing to look at all of this data and working through this this critical stretch, I'd say, in agriculture right now?
Well, looking at some of the other responses we got, producers are kind of telling us that they still are in a pretty strong financial position, a pretty strong farm balance sheet entering this tough times, especially on the crop sector, not so much in the livestock sector, especially beef producers doing quite well right now. But if you look at it from that standpoint, from a managerial perspective, I'd guard that balance sheet pretty carefully. I think we could be in for an extended period of challenging times looking ahead to 2026 and possibly even beyond that. So I'd guard that balance sheet, guard those cash positions, keep those liquid assets available and use that as your cushion to weather what could be a pretty challenging couple of years here.
Well, it's no doubt something we're going to have to watch closely. I know a lot of folks, to your point, are already tightening that balance sheet and tightening their margins and the belt, I guess, is the word I'm looking for, around the farm. I know folks can go to ag.purdue.edu for more. You can find the details on the commercial ag side of the website. And with that, we always appreciate the insight. Dr. Jim Minter, Professor Emeritus with Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture. Thanks for joining us this month, Jim. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jess. Look forward to visiting with you next month.
Absolutely. Once again, Dr. Jim Mintert, Professor Emeritus for Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture. Always good to talk to Jim and get thoughts on what is happening, what are folks saying in rural America, according to that Ag Economy Barometer. One quick news note, we're going to take a look at more coming up here in the final segment of the show, but the initial Make America Healthy Again Commission report said glyphosate and other pesticides may have a negative impact on children's health, but the upcoming MAHA report on recommendations for action will, quote, continue to respect regulatory frameworks, end quote, that have found glyphosate is safe. That from a high-ranking EPA official at Tuesday's American Sugar Alliance International Sweetener Symposium. Nancy Beck, the EPA Deputy Administrator in the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Protection, said that on stage during a panel discussion. She also noted that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins are members of the commission chaired by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has said for years that crop protection tools damage children's health. It's going to be very interesting to see what exactly the upcoming August MAHA report on recommendations has to say, but I know agriculture is concerned and is going to be watching the results very closely. Coming up next, we'll take a look at more ag news headlines, including what on earth do we do with these commodity prices and grain to sell. We're going to talk about that and more coming up next on AOA, back after this.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-616-9695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-616-9695. That's 800-616-9695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters? Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number TC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
When news happens in agriculture, or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Well, what exactly does a farmer do with these current commodity prices and grain to sell? It's a tough question that a lot of folks across rural America are asking themselves as we get into the home stretch for the 2025 crop year. Welcome back to AOA. As we take a look at news headlines, it's been a challenging year for sure. Ed Usset, an agricultural economist at the University of Minnesota, said he's still waiting for the typical spring-summer rally.
Well, it's a hard one to watch as we continue to drift lower. I've been waiting for that spring-summer rally, something where I could get something done. And it pains me to realize that February was the high for this year for corn, soybeans, and wheat. We had a rally in February, and I recall telling my colleagues at the University of Minnesota, who have a little bit of grain to sell from the research plots, and you don't sell in February. We don't get highs in February. We'll do better.
Now, even if the futures prices don't drop further, some in the industry say the basis at harvest has to widen further. He talks about what producers should do.
We have to start thinking about selling the carry at harvest. We've got big carries in the corn market, big carries in the wheat market, and even big carries showing up in the soybean market. You know, the carry from November to July, the November contract, good grief, where is it? About $9.90 somewhere in there, $9.90 a bushel for November. It's 60 plus cents higher out to the July. That'll cover your interest costs easily and throw something else in there. It's not the most exciting trade in the world. If you sell the carry with a hedge to arrive in the July contract, or you call your broker and you sell the July, if the big rally of 2026 begins, you've sort of made your bed. On the other hand, maybe the big rally doesn't come, and maybe that's the best you can do.
And Usset is expecting talk of deferred contracts to pick up soon.
hear talk about deferred price contracts, I'm sure coming up pretty soon. Elevators offering you that chance. And sometimes it works. I kind of look at the deferred price contract that is sort of the Hail Mary pass of green marketing. It can have its moments, but too often we're disappointed by it.
Again, Ed Usset is with the University of Minnesota. Well, uncertainty is also hitting agribusiness profits. Farm and Ranch Media's Corinne LaRue joins us with more in this report.
Ongoing uncertainty over U.S. biofuel policy and persistent trade tensions drove second quarter profits to multi-year lows for several major crop trading companies, including ADM and Bunge. Agricultural equipment manufacturers are also warning that rising trade frictions will push equipment prices higher in the second half of 2025. ADM reported its lowest second quarter profit in 5 years as trade obstacles and uncertain biofuel policies dampened sales and reduced trading and crop processing margins. ADM states that full year 2025 adjusted earnings could fall to about $4 a share, which would be the lowest since 2020. ADM, Bunge, and Cargill have seen shrinking profits in recent quarters due to large crop supplies and narrowing margins. Bloomberg notes that adjusted earnings for the 3 months ending in June came in at $1.31 per share, the lowest since 2018. AGCO Corporation and CNH Industrial also warn that customers should expect to see the impact of tariffs through higher equipment prices in the near future. I'm Corinne LaRue.
And thank you, Corinne. Well, in 2023, small family farms sold $2.4 billion worth of food commodities directly to consumers, more than any other farm type, through outlets like farmers markets, farm stands, and community-supported agriculture. A small family farm is an operation with a gross cash farm income under $350,000, where most assets are owned by the producer, their household, or relatives. Mid-sized family farms, defined as having a GCFI between $350,000 and $999,999, and non-family farms of any size reported far less in direct-to-consumer sales at $652 million and $402 million, respectively. Instead, non-family farms sold the bulk of their edible products, valued at $7.6 billion, through local or regional intermediate markets, such as local distributors or wholesalers. Large-scale family farms, those with a gross cash farm income of at least $1 million, used retail markets and intermediate markets to sell locally or regionally branded foods, with smaller shares going directly to consumers. The retail market number was $2.3 billion, and the intermediate markets number was $11.3 billion for large-scale family farms. Well, AccuWeather long-range experts say the transition to autumn will bring cooler air and sweater weather to millions of Americans. Others will be dealing with lingering summer heat, tropical storms, hurricanes, wildfires, or a smoky haze obscuring the sky. Paul Pastelock with AccuWeather says, quote, areas in the middle of the country, including Kansas to Wisconsin, will experience very pleasant and calm stretches of fall weather that will be perfect for fairs, festivals, and outdoor events like harvest. Other areas across the eastern and western U.S. will face some stubborn summer-like heat and humidity sticking around this autumn, end quote. Now, AccuWeather long-range experts say the warmest weather compared to the historical average will be focused on areas from California to Texas and northward into Oregon and Idaho. The colder air will first arrive and be most pronounced in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. And AccuWeather experts say that flurries are possible earlier than normal. And finally, here today on the show, retail fertilizer prices were split with four higher and four lower than a month ago, according to sellers tracked by DTN for the last week of July. Four fertilizers slightly higher again. DAP had an average price of $817 a ton, MAP at $884 a ton, potash $483 a ton, and UAN 28 at $419 a ton. 1034O was unchanged in price at $672 a ton. And three fertilizers were slightly lower in price. Urea at an average price of $645 a ton, and hydrous $762 a ton, and UAN 32 at $497 a ton. That's a look at Ag News headlines. You can find more news of agriculture by downloading the all-new Farm and Ranch Media mobile app, absolutely free to your smartphone. Just search in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store for Farm and Ranch Media, and you can download it today. Coming up on our next program, we're going to talk with Indiana State Representative Bo Baird. We're going to get a look at the state of the farm economy and more. We'll talk with Barry Benson, VP of Agribusiness Banking at FNBO. And we're going to learn about Infinite Outdoors with their founder, Sam Seaton. That's all coming up on the next AOA. For now, thanks for joining us. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean...
Yeah, John Deere bale documentation.
All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-810-3588. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-810-3588. 800-810-3588. 800-810-3588.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump in the Oval.